Hello, and this is Pastor Jason, and our devotional today comes from a familiar passage, Philippians 4, 4-7. Have you ever tried to sing while running? It's hard to do for two reasons, two that I thought of at least. One, you typically don't feel like singing when you're running, and two, you're probably struggling to get enough air to breathe, much less sing. Well, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably tried to sing through a trial. I believe it can be hard to do as well because of the same reasons it's hard to sing while running. One, you usually don't feel like singing during a trial. Two, you might feel like you're struggling just to breathe or quote-unquote make it, much less sing. In our text today, Paul is writing the Philippian church on, quote, how believers can be spiritually stable, end of quote, as John MacArthur puts it in his commentary. And one of the stabilizing truths Paul lists here is to rejoice in the Lord. Paul also commands the Philippian believers to let their gentleness be known to all men and to pray with thankfulness, which we will also talk about during this time. But let's begin by reading in verse 4 of Philippians 4, 4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let me first say, as one preacher has said, to rejoice is a choice. As I mentioned earlier when I compared singing while running to singing through a trial, we usually don't feel like singing through a trial. MacArthur says this about joy, quote, joy is not a feeling. It is the deep down confidence that God is in control of everything for the believer's good and his own glory. And thus all is well, no matter what the circumstances, end of quote. Next, notice the object of our rejoicing. The text does not just say to rejoice, but to rejoice in the Lord. The Lord himself should be the reason of our rejoicing, because as MacArthur puts it, quote, the only sure, reliable, unwavering, unchanging source of joy is God. The phrase in the Lord introduces an important principle. Spiritual stability is directly related to how a person thinks about God, end of quote. A.W. Tozer said in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, quote, what comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us, end of quote. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. The Greek word we get gentleness from means, quote, appropriate, i.e. by implication, mild, end of quote, according to Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. MacArthur gives an explanation of this Greek word. He says this word, quote, has a richer meaning than any single English word can convey. Perhaps the best corresponding English word is graciousness, the graciousness of humility, the humble graciousness that produces the patience to endure injustice, disgrace, and mistreatment without retaliation, bitterness, or vengeance. It is contentment. End of quote. What exactly does the phrase, the Lord is at hand, mean? MacArthur says, quote, it seems Paul's emphasis is on the Lord's nearness in the sense of his presence. End of quote. Be anxious for nothing. Matthew Henry says, quote, it is the duty and interest of Christians to live without care. There is a care of diligence, which is our duty, but there is a care of distrust, which is our sin and folly. End of quote. When we are anxious, fearful people, what that really shows is that we have a low view of God. Tozer said in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, quote, the church has surrendered her once lofty concept of God and has substituted for it one so low, so ignoble, as to be utterly unworthy of thinking, worshiping men. This she has done not deliberately, but little by little and without her knowledge, and her very unawareness only makes her situation all the more tragic. End of quote. What a profound reality this is, one we have all probably been guilty of at some point. So what should we do in the face of our anxiety and fear? We should pray. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Matthew Henry puts it this way, quote, when anything burns our spirits, we must ease our minds by prayer. When our affairs are perplexed or distressed, we must seek direction and support. We must join thanksgiving with our prayers and supplications. We must not only seek supplies of good, but own receipts of mercy. End of quote. We must have this attitude of thankfulness when we come to God in prayer, although it's an attitude that can be easily neglected. Remembering what God has done is, I think, crucial for having this attitude of thankfulness. As Pastor John Fallahy puts it in his book, Reflect the Glory of God in Prayer, quote, I can think of no better way to begin praying than by praising and adoring our amazing God and Savior, remembering the wonderful things he has done, end of quote. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. MacArthur says this peace of God, quote, is a confident trust in his flawless wisdom and infinite power that provides calm amid the storms of life, end of quote. And MacArthur says later that this peace, quote, transcends human intellectual powers, human analysis, human insights, and human understanding, end of quote. And it is this peace that literally guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. To conclude, I would like to read a poem by my great-great-grandmother, Sadie Mae Campbell. My grandpa, Frank Garlock, says, quote, Grandma Campbell wrote this poem in September 1940. It was printed in the Moody Monthly in April 1941, in the Sunday School Times for June 9, 1952, and in Charles Fuller's Heart to Heart Talks later that year. She then found it in a devotional calendar for June 22, 1954, where it was included with a commentary on Philippians 4:7, end of quote. The poem is as follows. How can I give you my peace if you do not give me your care? These words said Jesus to me as I knelt by my bed in prayer. Tired in body, perplexed in mind, no rest for my spirit could I find. Weary and fretful, yet trying to pray, when down in my soul I heard Jesus say, How can I give you my peace if you do not give me your care? By the grace of God, let's seek to be believers that 1. Regularly rejoice in the Lord. 2. Endure trials with the graciousness of humility. And 3. Pray to God with an attitude of thankfulness. If we follow these steps, we will be well on our way to being stable Christians. I think it would be very appropriate for us to sing a song now that my dad wrote right after he experienced the trial of losing his left eye to cancer. And it's also a great reminder to us of what we all should be doing during our trials. Rejoice in the Lord. Our CCLI number is 909997, and feel free to sing along if you know it. Rejoice in the Lord.
God never moves without purpose or plan. When trying his servant and molding a man, give thanks to the Lord, though your testing seems long. In darkness he giveth the song. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead. I bow to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Now I can see testing comes from above. God strengthens his children and purges in love. My Father knows best, and I trust in his care. Through purging, for fruit I will bear. Oh, rejoice in the Lord, he makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I and purified, I shall come forth as gold.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this rich text from your holy word and how it gives us comfort in all stages of life. I pray that you will help us be believers that constantly rejoice in you, endure trials with humility, and pray with thankfulness. May you be glorified in our lives. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.